What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
Every year, like that's whenever I'm feeling like it's getting to be like super busy, I just remind myself of that. I'm like, the end goal is like, you know your end goal, the reason why you're doing what you're doing, and it's gonna be worth it at the end. So that's just like something that I personally like keep telling myself to keep it going. And at the end, it's very rewarding because once they make their college commitment, you know, you're like, great, you made your choice, and I'm glad that you feel really confident about your college choice.
That is Elizabeth Nieto, Senior College Access Advisor with Bottomline. Hello, I'm your host, Venkat Raman. Elizabeth is a first-generation college graduate. When she was applying to college, she didn't have anyone in her immediate family that could help her with the process. Luckily, she found people who could help her with her questions. Today, Elizabeth guides students like her younger self with the college application process. On our podcast, Elizabeth talks about her background, her role at Bottomline, counseling approach, challenges, and her advice for high school students. Now, before we jump into the podcast, here are the high fives, five highlights from the podcast.
Our students, usually are first generation college students, mm-hmm. Meaning that the majority of them are the first person in their family to go to college, or they have siblings that have like attended college or are currently in college, and mm-hmm. usually they do come from like low income backgrounds. So whenever I am working with students, it's just like, the first thing that I keep in mind is this is their college process. I already went to college. I'm just here to support that. I'm just here to support them in any way that I can. And because like our intention is to always make sure that like students feel really confident about the college choice that they make. Some of the challenges I think is just like working with students in their time management. Because, you know, I tell students to think about their college application process as like an additional class that they're taking during high school, senior year, because like they already have pretty demanding classes that they're taking, and you know, it's just like really helping them like create a plan to... I would say like the most popular from what I've seen have been anything in the STEM field. And it could vary, right? Like in the biological sciences, like students want to like study to be a doctor in the future. A lot of engineering. I've seen a lot of engineering majors these past couple of years. And I think it really just depends on like the type of like coursework that they're seeing throughout their high school years. Another thing is just like, make sure you ask all your questions. There's no, I know it sounds cliche, but there's no such thing as like a dumb question. If you're thinking it, some other student may be thinking it too.
These were the high fives brought to you by
College Matters.
Alma Matters.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For my newsletter, visit almamatters.substack.com. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the entire podcast with Elizabeth. So without further ado, here's the podcast with Elizabeth Nieto.
So if you're ready, we could jump right in.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
Okay. So maybe the best place to start is a little bit about your background, and then we can dive in.
Yes. Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Nieto. I use she, her pronouns, and I am a senior college access advisor that works with Bottomline, a nonprofit organization that supports students, helping them get into college and graduate from college. Mm-hmm. So personally, professional background, so how did I get into this? I have worked with students for 5 years now, three professional years with Bottom Line. I just completed my third work anniversary on July 13th.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And yeah, just a little bit about me. So I'm the first person in my family to go to college and graduate from college. So a lot of the work that I do with students really resonates with me. I graduated from Loyola University in Chicago back in 2018, and I did receive my degrees in criminal justice and criminology and Spanish language and literature. And a lot of the work that I have done really is focused on my personal experience with college as being the first in your family to go to a college and accessing higher education. That was very, it was a lot of me asking questions to a whole bunch of different people, just because personally, I didn't have anyone that I could ask these questions to in my immediate family. So, and luckily there was people out there that were willing to answer those questions and like point me to the right direction. And that's kind of how I started with accessing like higher education and working within the higher education realm.
So tell us your role at Bottom Line.
So I am a senior college access advisor, like I mentioned. So Bottom Line has like three different regions. We're opening up a fourth office really soon, and I work in the Chicago office, of course. And basically my role is working with a caseload of like roughly 60 students throughout the academic year, and those students are compiled of different students from the Chicagoland area. So students can attend like public schools, they could attend private schools, charter schools, and so on. And really it's just like walking the students through with their college application process and walking them through the entire year just to receive additional support while they are navigating that college application process.
You said your students are from the Chicago area. Broadly, how would you describe their profiles?
So our students, usually are first generation college students, meaning that the majority of them are the first person in their family to go to college, or they have siblings that have like attended college or are currently in college. And usually they do come from like low income backgrounds. So we serve a variety of students, whether like identity wise, like majority people of color.
Okay. So how many peers do you have? How many other advisors or fellows are there in the Chicago area?
So within our team, it's currently three people in the access team. And then with success and other program staff, we're like roughly like 30 people in total. That's like the Chicago office.
Students find you. Do you go looking for them, or do they reach out to you, or is it kind of a combination?
It's a combination. So usually like our students are usually hear from us through word of mouth. So other people that have like talked to them about Bottom Line and like what that is. Usually other students refer other students. And we also do like recruitment presentations on high school campuses, just so that we can kind of put our name out there. Chicago is known to have like a lot of access, like a specific program. So like, you know, we wanna make sure that we can reach as many students that we can serve too.
You know, I'm assuming you have some process to accept students.
Yes. So our process is we have them fill out an application at our website. So our website is www.bottomline.org. And basically it's a students just log in there. There's a really big button that says apply now. And our students just kind of fill out like identifying information. So the first question that like gets asked is like when they will be graduating from college, or if they have graduated already, like they can have like one of our college-specific programs, and then we kind of point them to what application they would be completing. And it's pretty straightforward. It's a really quick application, but if students have a question on that application, they are usually paired with an advisor during that process, just to answer any questions that they may have about the application itself, or like bottom line in general, they just want to get a couple more like questions out of the way before like they fully apply. And so that's the first part of the application. But then there is a part two where we ask for students to submit their high school transcript. And usually students get that from their counselor at school. And if they can't access that for whatever reason, they can also share screenshots of like a report card that they have received. Basically, we just want to look at like their GPA, their unweighted GPA. And then we do ask for a parent 20, like their federal income taxes. And just again, because that our program is a free program and we do have to follow specific like income guidelines.
Okay. What grade are these students typically in when you accept them? Are they already seniors or a little before that, or how do you do that?
Yes. It depends when our students start applying. So our application every year opens on February 1st. So students can be in their junior year applying for the Access program. And if they hear about us like during the summertime, like, you know, they're going into their senior year of high school. So rising high school seniors.
Let's talk a little bit about how you approach guiding these students. I mean, now we've been doing it, you said 5 years in total, right? 3 years.
Yes, correct.
Bottom line. So I'm guessing you have a way, an approach, a philosophy, whatever one might call it, to this whole counseling students. So what would that be? Or are you kind of within some principles or guidelines that bottom line gives you, or are you sort of free to follow your own sort of philosophy?
Yeah, that's such a great question. Thank you for asking. It really depends on like the structure that the organization that I'm working with goes by. Yeah. So we have like currently at Bottom Line, we have like a curriculum set up for students that we work with throughout the year. But really, like, it's just based on like feedback that we have received from previous students. And, you know, we always want to make sure that like at the end of the day, we're serving the student as best as we can. So we have those guidelines. We have those like we have basically their Google Docs that we share with students as we're working with them throughout the year. And basically we kind of have like those things set in place that we follow from like start to finish. So when we're talking about helping them create their college list, for example, maybe they have an idea of like schools that they would like to apply to. Bottom Line also gives like recommendations just based on like their college preferences. With the essay process, our students, depending where they are at in the personal statement process, a lot of them started their junior year in high school, and they kind of like work on it like towards like their senior year, but sometimes they come to us and they haven't started it yet, so we kind of help them brainstorm what are some ideas they could potentially write for that personal statement. And then we kind of talk through like the application process itself, what website platform would you like to use to apply to the schools? And we kind of go with that depending on like the deadlines. We help them get all those materials ready by then. With financial aid, the main application that we support students with is the FAFSA. So kind of just helping them along the way. The first time you look at FAFSA, you know, it can be pretty overwhelming. It's a lot of information, and you're like, I've never been asked these questions before. So we do our best in like answering those questions. But students, if they are not eligible for FAFSA, we help them with the alternative application for FAFSA in the state of Illinois. We do have that funding for students that are not FAFSA eligible. And just kind of like walking them along through that. Usually a lot of the college process is done through like the fall semester and like decision-making time and talking through financial aid. It is during the springtime, so we do have like that curriculum set in place. But personal approach, whenever I am working with students, it's just like the first thing that I keep in mind is this is their college process. I already went to college. I'm just here to support that. I'm just here to support them in any way that I can. And because like our intention is to always make sure that like students feel really confident about the college choice that they make. So, you know, regardless of wherever it is that, that they decide, they know that they have our support. We just want to make sure that they have all of the information to make sure that they make that best informed decision.
What are some of the challenges that you face in guiding them? I mean, you have a pretty big caseload. I mean, 60 students doing this with each student. I mean, this is real work, right?
Yeah. Some of the challenges I think is just like working with students in their time management. Because, you know, I tell students to think about their college application process as like an additional class that they're taking during high school, senior year, because like they already have pretty demanding classes that they're taking. And, you know, it's just like really helping them like create a plan to make sure that they know what needs to be done for like next steps and stuff. So I think it's just like, you know, we create these plans of like, they need to be adapted. Of course, like we're flexible with that. We just need to make sure that, you know, you're communicating with us. Cause like at the end of the day, like we can only help you if you're like letting us know what that is. So if they need support in, you know, creating a plan, they're like, okay, I'll work on this one day. And then I'm like, would you like me to follow up with you just in case you have any questions? So it's really just how can you help them like achieve those goals? So I would say like that would be the main thing. And sometimes I feel like there's not enough time in the day us to like just talk through, you know, questions that they may have or, you know, thinking about, you know, sometimes it can get pretty busy, like during our busy season is in the fall semester. So, you know, we're meeting with students like pretty much like back to back. So with students, we do meet one-on-one with them. So it's not like a class, like it's just like at the end of the day, like our process with Access is just, you know, like it's very personalized to like make sure it fits your needs. So as you know, making sure that you're remembering like where you were in, like what you were working on in one meeting and then following up afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, like personally, I need to remember like, okay, I talked about this with you, right? And just making sure that I'm following up on like other things too.
No, I mean, yeah. You know, it's a lot of students keeping context.
Yes.
So now, you know, do these students, what are you finding? Are they, you know, you talked about colleges, talked about their motivation to go into college. Do they come in with some ideas of what they're looking for in their college? Or is that, are you finding by and large, you're starting from, you know, from that point onwards, from the criteria building itself?
Yeah. It really depends on the student, Venkat. I think that, you know, during that application period, when our students are applying to our being a part of the bottom line, like Access class, one of the questions that we ask is like, what are you looking for in a school? So whether that's like, you know, thinking about like your college preferences, like, oh, is location something that's important to you? Is financial aid something that's important to you? Those are just like two examples of like the many questions that they have. So it's just like to kind of help them think about like some of those things. Cause sometimes when they're filling that out, once they finish that application, like an advisor follows up with them just to make sure that if there's anything we need to like get clarification for, or just like expand on like what they answer it, just to make sure that we can get a good sense of understanding of like what they are really looking for. Cause like we wanna, you know, if we are recommending schools to them, that they feel like that we are listening to them and like what their preferences are too. So sometimes, you know, in that phone call that we have following up with that application, they're like, I honestly do not know. This is like what I'm thinking, but sometimes I had a student the other day tell me like, this could change like in two weeks after I hear about something else or something like that. And I'm like, that's totally okay. So it's just like really asking in the meetings, like, are these things still like being updated? Are you still thinking about them? And just like following through with that.
So, you know, a lot of stuff is happening in the college admissions world. I'm sure all those are issues that come up as you counsel students. So I just thought might get your views on some of the things that are going on. You know, obviously the big one everyone's talking about is the Supreme Court affirmative action decision, you know, what, about a month ago now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see those changing the way students apply, or how, you know, what kind of change in guidance do you think one would have to give for that, for those kind of issues? For, do you think there's a big change, or do you think just applying to appropriate colleges is the way to do it?
Yeah, honestly, great question. Personally, I feel like, you know, I don't think it's going to change that much the way that we support students. When we are like working through the college application process, again, we're still like bottom line as an organization is in conversation with the colleges that our students typically apply to, or like our partner colleges that we work with, to see how that will impact, if anything, like the admissions process for this upcoming year. So it's a lot of like questions up in the air. Yes, it happened like a month ago that they told us about this. But again, like we are like proactively like thinking ahead of like, okay, how can we like best support our students? Like if there is going to be a drastic change in the admissions process, and we kind of keep students up to date and how like, if that will change anything, if anything, it does.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, it's it is new and it's pretty nebulous what students can do. Not clear.
Yes.
Now, how about something that's been going on for a while? This test optional, is that a boon? Is that a benefit, you think, or is that how are you seeing over the last few years how students are doing?
Yeah. I personally think that it's a good thing that they have that as an option now, just because our students, you know, sometimes they're like, test taking isn't my strong suit. That's what I've heard from a lot of them. It's allowed them that flexibility of like not having that big pressure on like standardized testing. And like, this is something that I really need to make sure that I do well on, so that when it's time for me to apply to colleges that, you know, like I'm not freaking out about it and things like that. So like bottom line philosophy is like, if it's gonna help boost your admissions application, go for it. It's a bigger test you're testing, but again, it's test optional. So if you feel like it's not going to help you, and like we'll be like, you can pick and choose who you submit the test score to at the end of the day. And, you know, just again, like, we just want to always make sure that like it increases your admissions chances. So, you know, we give them that advice and they decide whether or not they want to submit that test score or not.
Now, do you think they know what majors to apply to? Are you finding that they're generally undeclared or going in with some specific major in mind? How are you seeing that distribution?
Yeah, I would say it honestly has varied in the 5 years that I've been doing this work. I've seen like there are like a very popular like majors throughout the years that you're like, oh, okay, like this is something that's still like very strong, like their students are thinking like very like strongly about this major. I would say like the most popular, what from what I've seen, have been anything in the STEM field. And so it could vary, right? Like in the biological sciences, like students want to like study to be a doctor in the future. A lot of engineering. I've seen a lot of engineering majors these past couple of years. And I think it really just depends on like the type of like coursework that they're seeing throughout their high school years. Something that I always notice every year is that they have like really cool classes that they can choose from sometimes. And I'm like, wow, like I think back to like when I was in high school, I'm like, I wish I had like this cool class that you're taking on. And I insert the class that they're taking. There was this one major that I just talked to, a student that I talked to the other day that was mentioning that they're taking like critical like law class, and I'm like, wow, like that's something that's being offered to you like even in high school right now, like like that's amazing. Like I don't know, that's just something that I think about a lot. But yeah, it really just depends like if like this type of high school that they are in has like special like programming too, and that can like formulate like what they want to pursue as a potential like career option. But there are students that apply and declare too, and I tell them, you know, it depends on, you know, at the end of the day you can change your mind, and that's something that I always like reassure them too. And specifically for students that are going in undeclared, a lot of them really like hear that they're that like other students in their class, they're talking about like, oh, they already have a specific major in mind, and they feel like they're behind because like they're going and then declare. And it's just like reassuring them, like you have until your sophomore year of college to like actually like declare a major. So if you need to like take some classes to figure out if that's something that you want to pursue, or, you know, offering them resources of like potential like tests and things like that, like the Career Center, I always point them to that in their college, because like there's a lot of resources out there that help them like think about like what are some things that may be of interest to you to pursue as a future career. But yeah, and then when it comes to like, does that like affect like the colleges that they're applying, I would say it, I don't think it does as much. And the reason I say that, it's just like if a student has a major in mind, they may really be thinking about like, I want to make sure that they have this major, or like I want to make sure that this is a really great program at that school. And you know, like based on like that, if that is a preference that they are like letting us know in advance, we'll like make sure that we support them with the research and helping them like look for those colleges that look for that. And if students are going like in undeclared, like, you know, we give them like schools that have a variety of like different majors so that they can find like something that like at the end of the day would work best for them.
So Elizabeth, I was wondering if you had any stories, you know, success stories or positive stories or uplifting stories that you might have over the last few years, something that you could share.
Yeah, I think I feel like there's a lot of success stories and I could go on and on about them. But I think I could talk about a couple of stories for this past year. So bottom line, just to kind of give you context, bottom line was when I joined bottom line, I joined remotely. So I started with the organization in July of 2020. So you know, that time, a lot of uncertainty for a lot of folks. And it was just like, you know, am I ever going to get the chance to like meet with students in person again? That was like one of my first things. Cause like that was something that, you know, I really like missed, just from like even before my time with bottom line. I worked at a high school within like college counseling, and like the best thing that I love to do was creating relationships with students. And Like, you know, as we're working throughout the year with them. So that was something that I really missed. So I think one thing, I can share like two stories. So one of the while I was still working remotely, one of my students on my caseload, her name is Kyra, and I am still very in communication with her. And basically, one of our students, you know, like there was a lot of like they needed a lot of support during the their time when they were virtual and in COVID. And one of the things that Kyra mentioned was like she really appreciated like bottom line support throughout the college application process, because she's like, I generally didn't have anyone that I could go to in school. And just like hearing how comfortable she was like speaking with me and like supporting her through that college process, you know, through the whole thing, but also like helping her with applying to scholarships. So Kyra decided to enroll in DePaul University. So that is a college in Chicago and a private school. And she did receive like a really great scholarship where she could go to school without like having to pay anything out of pocket, which was really great. And she's currently going to be a rising junior at DePaul. And she is, I'm still, again, in communication with her because I do work with another person in my, like, the bottom line staff, like, program staff, which is through the development office. We have something that is called the Bottom Line Student Ambassador Program, where, like, students, like, really get a chance to talk about, like, how their college process has been like and the, you know, getting to like tell their story and how bottom line has like helped them with that. And the way that I'm still in communication with Kyra because she is she is one of our ambassadors in the program. Okay. So she updates me on her life and how everything is going with school too. So
awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what it'll be like for her this upcoming year.
Absolutely.
And I would say, one more one more story and I would also say that this past year, like, I've been able to work with students in person again, and this was our first year in bottom line, like, where we offer like hybrid programming, so it was a great way for us to, like, you know, get into establish like relationships with students. And one of like my students on my caseload, his name is Howden, but he also goes by Max. Basically, he came into our office like that first meeting very energetic. He had lots of questions, and I was so happy to like be able to like answer all the questions that he had. And he just like every time he would just like be really appreciative of like having support throughout the college application process. He was very nervous about pursuing engineering as a major, like computer science as a major. And since like depending on the schools that like, you know, students apply to, computer science could be a pretty competitive program to boot for schools. And he was able to get into like his top colleges, and his top choice was the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And he will be starting this year as a freshman in the engineering school at their University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So we were really excited when we heard that he was accepted, and he like immediately shared with me that he's like, this is the school that I'm going to attend. I'm really excited. Thank you for supporting me throughout the school year. And it's just like, you know, for me, like my reward with working with students is just seeing them be really happy with like the college choices that they've made, like because they feel like they've made the best informed decision. And I'm like, okay, I was able to, like, this is my job, right? But I'm something about like just uplifting other students. Just like it really takes me back to the exciting time of, you know, choosing a college, but you know, following through with them and just like, okay, we're here to support you in whatever way that we can. And we're just like really excited for you at the end of the day to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Awesome stories. And congratulations to you for all the work you're putting in.
Thank you. It's all them. It's all them. I just guide them along the way.
So, Elizabeth, let's sort of seg to, you know, any broad advice you want to give high schoolers that are out there. They may not have the benefit of working with someone like you, but, you know, nonetheless might be interested in going to college. So maybe these are high schoolers, maybe not necessarily rising seniors even, but what should they be doing? What kind of things would you advise them to do?
Yeah, great question. I always say to students, like, easy way. Like, as a person myself, I think back to like high school and I'm like, what advice would I give to my like past self? And I would be like, you know, like, be comfortable in the uncomfortable. There's going to be like people with you in your journey, regardless if that's like a community-based organization like Bottom Line or another program out there very similar, but like also the resources like available to you at your high school. Mm-hmm. a lot of high schools I've seen in the past couple of years have really like revamped their college like counseling departments, and you know, like sometimes they have like a college seminar class already too, so they're really like helping students walking through if that is something, like if they are deciding that college is like their path except for mm-hmm. the next couple of years, that they know like that there are resources out there. That's one thing. Another thing is just like make sure you ask all your questions. There's no, I know it sounds cliche, but there's no such thing as like a dumb question. If you're thinking it, some other student may be thinking it too, but they're like just maybe too shy to like ask it. And mm-hmm. that's like, I always tell them, like, even if you think it's a very small thing, or like you're like, I don't know, like maybe I'll sound like weird for like not knowing that, like don't even think about that. Like just make sure you ask your questions that you have. And I would say also like, there's like no specific, I would say you can start like having that college conversation like even at the beginning of your high school years. Like uh-huh. even if you're uh-huh. a freshman in high school, like you can start thinking about colleges. Like you may think like it's a long way down the road, but like the years are gonna pass by and then you all of a sudden you're gonna be a senior. So that's one thing. If you are thinking about like schools or like even a major in mind, even for like our like younger students, like in high school, I would say like if there are programs out there that offer like summer programs out there, or like even like Saturday programs. I know like in the Illinois area, like they have that. I'm sure mm-hmm. they have them out there for like in other states as well. You know, if you're curious about a specific major and they have a program that kind of like talks you through like what are some potential like career things that you can do with it, like go for it, apply for it. A lot of the programs out there too tend to be free for students. If they don't, like they also offer financial aid to them. And that's something that, you know, I wish I would have known while I was like even a freshman in high school. Like I knew like college was going to be for me, like it was not even a question. Like and I just wish like I took advantage of like those programs available like during the summertime. So I would say like those would be a couple of the things that I would suggest to students.
So Elizabeth, we're going to start winding down. But before I let you go, maybe you can share this. How do you keep it fresh every day and how do you keep excited every day?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's the students kind of like like cheering me on. Like, I know it sounds funny to say it like that, because it usually is like, you know, you're cheering the students on, but they're also just like giving me the energy too. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, like, you know, we just like wrapped up our like last class like in June, and we're currently like working with our, we're recruiting our like this upcoming class, and we've met with a, like a fair amount of them already, and you know, like I think like them just walking in and like feeling really like, yeah, like let's do it, like that kind of just like keeps me going throughout the year. I think about like that energy, so there may be times where it is like it could feel a little bit more like there's a lot of work to be done, or it's just like, you know, you kind of have to keep it like going, like, you know, that agility with students, and you know, like the end goal, just always thinking of the end goal. The end goal is like helping them like make their best informed decision about their college commitment.
Yeah.
And I think like keeping that in mind, and you know the end goal, you know, like it's gonna feel like such a weight is like lifted off your shoulders once like our students like decide where it is that they'll be attending. And every year, like that's whenever I'm feeling like it's getting to be like super busy, I just remind myself of that. I'm like, the end goal is like, you know, your end goal, the reason why you're doing what you're doing, and it's gonna be worth it at the end. So that's just like something that I personally like keep telling myself to keep it going. And at the end, it's very rewarding, because once they make their college commitment, you know, you're like, great, you made your choice, and I'm glad that you feel really confident about your college choice.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for the conversation. Thanks for sharing all your thoughts, your philosophies, your approach, and the great work you're doing. I want to compliment you again about the work that you're doing, and thanks for everything that you're doing to help these students. And I'd love to stay in touch and talk to you more again as we go along. For right now, take care, be safe. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Thank you again so much for having me. I appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed our podcast with Elizabeth Nieto of Bottom Line. Elizabeth shared her approach for counseling. She works with first-generation students, guides each student with the college application process, works with them to fill out the FAFSA, apply for scholarships and financial aid, and finally helps students make informed decisions about their college choice. I hope high schoolers and parents find Elizabeth's insights beneficial. Resources like Bottom Line are available for first-gen students. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast today. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/almamatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College matters.
Alma matters.